It is Easter, and you are listening to Father Roderick to the Max. Outside, you can hear the bells of Easter. Right now, in the church next to my current temporary apartment here at the rectory of St. John the Baptist Parish in Wageningen, in the church right now, Father Henry is celebrating the Easter Vigil. And when you hear the Easter bells, you know that it is the moment of the Gloria. It is the exaltation of the joy of Easter, and the entire city is allowed to join that festive moment in the liturgy of the Catholic Church. I am sitting here at my desk recording Father Roderick to the Max on, you know, the greatest day of the year, Easter. It's such a beautiful commemoration of the hope that we all share and the light that has come into our darkness. And the reason that I'm not currently in church is that I just finished celebrating the Easter Vigil right before the Mass of Father Henry started for the international community. And of course, the stream is on YouTube. And I was actually trying to upload it to Facebook as well, but that is a little bit more tricky. So I heard the Easter bells. I was like, okay, I'm just going to start Father Roderick to the Max. How fun is it to start with the Easter bells? I think it's the first time in the history of at least my podcasting adventures that we were able to have live Easter bells in the background while recording.
Just look at the x-rays. You see that dark spot there? Whiplash.
Whiplash? Oh no.
And this smudge here that looks like my fingerprint? No, that's trauma.
I want to start off like usual with my segment about health. And well, I have to say that my health can only get better starting right now because I finally finished moving. What an exhausting process that was. For weeks and weeks I've been packing, sorting, throwing away, giving away stuff. And then for two days I've had this moving company that I hired in the house. The first day, they were putting everything actually they needed two trucks. I'm almost afraid to tell you, one big truck and one smaller one. That's how much furniture there was and how many boxes. Now, I have to say that a lot of the boxes contained Lego buildings that I didn't want to disassemble. So every box contains one Lego construction. That was, well, at least 20 boxes like that. So, but there is also a lot of furniture. Most of it is stuff that we bought for Tridio when we had an office in my, not the previous rectory, but the rectory before that. I've been moving all the time. Like every 2 years, there's a new house. But I hope that this way of the cross is finally over and that my new home in Bennekom is going to be my home for the at least for a number of years. Before I can move in, though, I'm staying here at the rectory of Father Henry because I talked with Hank. Hank is the acolyte who always helps me with the international masses, and he knows a lot about buildings and stuff, and so he's been helping me coordinate everything concerning the move, and is also going to help me with advice for the refurbishment of the rectory. And he said, you know, of course you can move in very quickly, and then just we can clean one bedroom and you put your bed there. But then for weeks, if not months, you will be surrounded by people that are, you know, helping you paint the walls and the wallpaper and the installation of the kitchen and the refurbishment of the shower and bathroom and stuff. That is not going to be fun. You're not going to feel at home. So why don't you just wait until everything is finished and your house is the way you want it, and then you move in. For Father Henry, it's not a problem. Actually, he enjoys the fact that I am here. We're longtime friends, and it's great to be together as priests. There's also a seminarian who does his internship this year, who also lives in his house, and an Italian student who's currently in Italy with his parents for Easter. And because he's, of course, from Italy, he can get a travel exemption despite the strict COVID rules. Speaking of which, COVID is still keeping our country in its grips. Vaccination is moving forward, but not as fast as some other countries. The United States is proceeding at a much faster pace, but then the United States is a lot bigger. So there are still millions and millions of people that need to get their vaccination. And of course, there have been some issues with the AstraZeneca vaccine. Some people were getting blood clots, and so they stopped it for the second time in 2 weeks. That, of course, is also going to slow down things. My father has been fully vaccinated now, so I'm really happy that he is safe. My mom will soon get her vaccination. After all, she's 82 years old. And I think that for me, it will probably be somewhere in the summertime, but I'm not that worried. Even though there are stories of people getting reinfected, I think that I'm pretty safe right now. At least I feel safe. The stress is gone. Plus, for the next couple of months, my life is going to be very, you know, simple in a certain way. the big event, the big thing was moving, and moving very, very quickly. And from now on, I really hope, and it needs to be, my life is going to get a little bit more peaceful. For me, I'm glad that I'm here sitting at my desk. I can podcast. There is Wi-Fi. It's not the fastest. The live streams are sometimes breaking up, but at least I can watch Netflix and play video games. And, well, that's all you need, right? And then we also are able to use the side chapel of the church for now for our international masses. And we're already brainstorming about solutions for the long term, because I'd love to have a situation where I can put my cameras in a more permanent situation and get proper lighting and everything. That is, for now, impossible. But there are some downsides of using this chapel. The church is busy, and so we don't want to get in anyone's way. But I'm sure that things will sort themselves out. We'll find a solution. There are many churches here in this area, and but I'm not in a rush to fix all these things. Right now, what I need to do, health-wise at least, is to calm down. I mean, my blood pressure, I think, I've never checked, but I think it's been through the roof over the past 2 weeks. And I told you, I think in an episode of The Walk, that I would have this rush of blood to my head, and I would have these red cheeks, and I would be flushed. All of that, serious signs of great fatigue. So when Father Henry saw that I'd finished the International Mass, he kindly invited me to concelebrate during his Easter vigil. And, well, I had to say no. And I try to explain that I really have to be careful. This is not because I'm not pious enough. Maybe that is also the case. But after having gone through all the stress of streaming an Easter vigil under very difficult circumstances with almost no time to prepare, like, this is again the homily that I did during the Easter vigil was completely made up on the spot. I not even during Mass I was able to think about what I was going to say, because this was the first time in my life that I did an Easter vigil in English, and with only a few assistants, and with no choir, and with an iPad instead of a proper missal, all that. Really, really tough. But then again, I've always trusted the promise of Jesus that if you need to speak, he will give you the words. And so I hope that at least it was it was an acceptable homily, but it just goes to show that this has been such a roller coaster. I'm so tired. I'm so incredibly tired, and I'm so looking forward to having a few weeks where everything calms down, where I can just sit for an entire day and read a book. Or, I mean, the environment here, the surroundings are beautiful. There is a nice nature reserve. There are forests. There's everything here, rivers. So I hope that the weather will continue to improve. We had some cold days recently, but springtime is also there. So I'm really hoping for some nice weather. And I want to go walk again. I want to go run. I want to go ride my bike and just be able to do that without, in the back of my mind, this kind of stress alarm, like, oh, you still need to find a new home. all the stress of the previous weeks. I really hope that I can leave it behind me. And so I feel grateful that I can sit here, that I, you know, Easter Vigil's over. Tomorrow on Easter Day, Easter Sunday, I will can celebrate with Father Henry, and they're going to do a stream. But instead of trying to figure out a way to put that on my YouTube channel, I said, just put it on the YouTube stream of the parish, and I will link to it in social media. I don't need to preach or anything. I just want to have at least one of these celebrations where I don't have to think about stuff, and I don't, you know, I'm not the main actor in a certain way. Even though, of course, in liturgy, it's always God who is acting first, but still, his grand personnel can be quite busy, especially with the Easter celebrations that are much more intricate, complicated than regular liturgy. So anyway, I'm looking forward to getting some rest, and I'm sure that you will benefit from that as well, as I can get back into my old routine. When I said I was going to podcasting, I was a bit worried, and she said, you know, also take care of yourself, take some time for yourself. But there is one thing that I really like about being able to podcast right away after moving, is this is my thing. And the move, even though it was in a certain way, even traumatic, because it was a forced move, of course, being able to podcast, I mean, they can't take that away from me. I can just talk with you, share what's going on, and it makes me feel that I'm not alone in this. And there is a very supportive community that, even though, you know, they don't go through this experience themselves, at least they can empathize. And I really appreciate that. So I think that these next couple of weeks, I'll hopefully be able to get back into my routine, maybe even do some YouTube stuff. I don't know. I'm eager to get back to things that I can do instead of life managing me like it has for the past weeks. So that's why I am sitting here at my desk recording another episode of Father Roderick to the Max. Yesterday evening on Good Friday, we've been planning what we were going to cook and eat over these Easter days. And Father Henry loves cooking, and he really wants his guests to be comfortable and to have some great eating experiences. And so we were thinking, what are we going to eat? And we're going to have a number of meals together. So on Easter Sunday in the afternoon, or after the last international mass, what were we going to eat? I think I'm going to make a pasta califa. So we're going to do just the recipe of the pasta that we know from Rome. So we'll be the three of us plus two. I think we get two guests later that day. So it will just be Father Henry, Eric, who is a seminarian, and me. And then in the evening, he invited a couple. So normally you can only have one guest each day because of Corona, but this is a couple, a married couple, so that counts as one. And the man is a sacristan who unfortunately has cancer, so they're treating him right now, and so we're inviting them over for the Easter dinner. That'll be, I think it's going to be Argentinian steak or something like that, plus
fries plus some salads that Father Henry makes. And what else? Oh, yeah, chicory. So it's cooked chicory with ham and cheese, which is Father Henry's favorite meal. It's not really my favorite meal because my mom used to make that. And as children, we did not like the taste of the chicory at all because it, when you cook it, it becomes bitter. Now, over time, they've been improving the chicory, the genetics. And so it's not as bitter as in my youth, but I just couldn't understand why people would waste great tasting ham and cheese on that awful blubbery chicory. Anyway, so, but Father Henry loves it, so we're going to eat that as well. And he was very worried, like, oh, do you really, like, can I make you something else, like broccoli or something? I was like, no, I'm fine, I'll eat it. I mean, I'm an adult now. But I'm trying to figure out if this is, if chicory is really, yeah, it's chicory. So that's going to be the Easter dinner, and then the next day is my birthday on the 5th of April, and we were kind of brainstorming what shall we eat, what should we do, and then all of a sudden I'm thinking of paella, so this rice, typical Spanish rice dish, which we know from our vacations in Spain, so we'll try to make a good paella. And that'll be it. And then he's going to see his mom. His mother has the same age as my mom, and still lives at the farm where Father Henry grew up. So we're going to keep it simple and short. I don't think I'm going to do anything else during my birthday. I'm probably just going to sleep. But and then the rest of the week, there's not much that I can do. I have to wait for the keys to my apartment, to my new home. And so I am just going to slow down and take a bit of a vacation. That's how it feels. Yeah, so that's what we're going to cook. So tonight, right after Father Henry's done with the Easter vigil, and I think Eric is there too, we'll gather downstairs. The Easter vigil is very early this year because of Corona. We have an evening clock. So for parishioners, in order for parishioners to be present, I don't even think they have visitors. I think they just stream mass because of the risk that they go over the time limit. So evening clock starts at 10, and then there's curfew, so you actually get fined if you are outside. And with, of course, Easter vigil is very long normally. We did it in record time with the International Mass. It only took us an hour and 15 minutes. I don't think I've ever celebrated an Easter vigil this fast. But of course, we don't have a choir. We limited the readings to the strict minimum, and we try to kind of move ahead speedily because of multiple reasons. The most important one is we knew that after us there would be a choir that would start their rehearsals for the Easter vigil in Dutch. And also because I've got the feeling that if you kind of do a super long stream, most people watching online will probably not get all the way to the end. So I figured if I keep it short and simple, this may work online. But of course, I'm eager to hear how it comes across. I can't predict that. So, what was I saying? So after Easter vigil, we'll gather downstairs and we'll just have some snacks and drink a glass of wine. And that's the advantage of living in the in this rectory right now. So in the evenings, you can just sit together and chat. And at home, I never have that. I just sit in front of the TV and eat some chips and then go to bed. But it's much more fun, of course, to especially after the Easter celebrations, to get together and relax and chat. So, yeah, this is a nice time. After the fasting during Lent, I'm actually looking forward to cook up some decent meals and enjoy that. And at the same time, I want to get healthy and not overeat and practice the, what is it, ikigai the Japanese lifestyle where you only eat until you're not until you're full, but until you're almost not hungry anymore. I think that's the trick. So always stay a little bit hungry. That's the way to stay healthy and also to enjoy and appreciate the meals. I'll try. I can't promise that I can pull it off, but you have to start somewhere. This is what I discovered this week on the internet. And thanks to the wonderful TikTok, I found a new form of music. I mean, only on new social media you would find something like this. You know that dogs and cats, they meow, they bark, they sing to the moon? Well, turns out that that can actually be turned into real music. If, of course, you have the talent to turn that into music. So I came across this channel on TikTok, and there's also a YouTube channel of a Japanese musician called Hiroki-san. And Hiroki Takahashi is a Japanese composer and arranger. And what he does is he takes these dog videos that people post of their dog, you know, or a cat, and then he creates music with that, and it is hard to imagine what that sounds like, but thankfully, thanks to his YouTube channel, I can actually let you listen to what it sounds like. So first, it plays the original video of a dog barking to the moon, and then he adds an arrangement, and it changes everything. Just take a listen. Oh, well, of course, the speakers are always on the wrong exit. Okay, let me go back. So to paint a picture, this dog is sitting in a living room on a carpet, and in front of him is a digital toy, like only in Japan. So it's a dog, a toy dog. And the dog records the barking and the sounds that the real dog makes, and then repeats it and moves. And so it will play the recording of the dog. The dog hears that and, of course, starts to sing along. That is why this dog is reacting the way it does. And then you get the music that is added. Okay, let's listen for real now. That's a toy dog. And now, the accompaniment. Isn't that amazing? Okay, here's another one. It's a husky. Now with the music. How amazing is that? Here's another one. I can't get enough of this. It's a dog splashing water. He's in a bathtub. Having a great time. And now with music. So amazing.
No.
With music. It goes on and on and on like this. This is amazing. Go check it out. I'll post the link in the show notes. Really. So funny. Or you can look it up for yourself on TikTok. So again, his name is Hiroki Takahashi. Check it out. The things you discover on the internet.
I'm quite keen on comic books, especially the ones about superheroes. I find the whole mythology surrounding superheroes fascinating.
You ever try these comics?
No.
You know something?
No, what?
You read too many comic books.
I still haven't seen the Snyder Cut, unfortunately, but that's definitely on my list for this upcoming week. I did watch Man of Steel, and it's good. I really like it. So before I watch the Snyder Cut, I want to see the Batman versus Superman again. And I think there's an extended cut of that one as well, which I've never seen. So maybe I'll go and watch that. That will be another way to kind of prepare for the big finale in the Snyder Cut. And I think that mostly the Lex Luthor story is more developed in the special edition version of Batman versus Superman. And yeah, so I've got a lot of DC ahead of me. Also, a bit of Marvel, maybe. I saw that the Marvel game based on the Avengers has, which was not a big success when it launched because of, you know, the bugs. And it was just after you finished the story, it wasn't very compelling. So the reward system wasn't really worked out that well. So for many people, there was no impetus to continue playing, let's say, the end game phase of the game. But the story of the game, the playthrough in a certain way, that is very much worth it, according to the people that played it. So the price has dropped considerably the last few weeks. So maybe I'll just pick that up and play that game. I love these Marvel games for some reason. I enjoy it maybe even more than watching the movies. And I haven't seen the new, Captain America versus the Winter Soldier yet. I probably should start again with that series because I've been trying to watch it, but I was so tired over these past few weeks that I don't think that I got the full experience. So maybe I'll have to revise my earlier assessment of the series, or maybe not. Maybe I was right from the beginning. Who knows? We'll see. That was it for superheroes for now. So let's move over to the liturgy. Oh, no. I'm not going to do the liturgy. Why? Because I've already talked about the Easter liturgy in my regular weekly podcast. I talked at length about the Exultet, and I've just had an overdose of liturgy. So I'm just going to skip this week's liturgy segment. If you want to see liturgy, just go to YouTube and watch the Easter Vigil. We can talk about video games, though.
The humanoid must not escape.
I keep being amazed at the depth of this game called Valheim that I've spoken of so many times. This is such an amazing game, and I'm getting so much joy out of playing this, mostly also playing this with friends. So we have a public server, or like a world that I can open up to other players as well, and if they're friends with me on Steam, they can actually join me in that world. And so with a couple of people, every now and then we go online and we chat, and at the same time we build a village, and it's not always the same people, and sometimes I'm just too tired to play the game with others. But I have my own world as well, in which I can just walk around, and it's just a perfect escape. But it's very deep. I'm amazed to see the balance of the game. So at first, it's very easy to get into, and at first I was like, okay, well this. I'm not sure if there's much to it other than walking around in this beautiful Viking world and building houses. But the more you travel, the more biomes you encounter. So different parts of the world with different creatures and threats. And there is also kind of a mysterious underworld. So you've got dungeons that you can enter, and you've got skeleton dungeons, and they're pretty dangerous, very dark. So the night and day cycle is very fundamental to the game experience. So you really have to be careful at night. It's dangerous to be outside. It's dangerous to be in the tombs. So it takes a while to get stronger and to make your own armor. So it's safer, or relatively safer, to enter those dungeons. But then that's just the first. That's in the Black Forest. But then we've now discovered the swamp. And in the swamp, they've got zombies. And the dungeons there are filled with green goo. And it's all very, very, very dark and gloomy and threatening. But even though these expeditions are sometimes very scary, you can always build a camp, like a little village, surround it with a wall, and basically just live there. It feels like a medieval, well, not medieval, like a Viking village. And we can help each other, gathering resources, cooking food. And it truly feels, it's so weird. I've never had this with an online game before. Mostly also because I hardly ever play games online with other people. But way more than in, for instance, Lord of the Rings Online or World of Warcraft. This feels like a communal world in which you live. And it's not just about quests that you have to solve. So this is not an MMO. This is about discovering the world and finding your place in it, and it's a very free-form game, and the more you work together, the more fun it is. So it's a great experience, and I haven't seen much of the world yet. I still need to learn how to sail my boat. Ing is good at it, and also Michiel is playing this game. They both have sailed in real life, and apparently that gives you knowledge that you can use in the game as well. I'm just like sitting there and my boat is not moving, and then Inge is telling me, well, you gotta, no, don't try to go in against the wind, and if you first turn right and turn left, and get all these instructions. But since I've never sailed myself, it's a it's a hard experience, but I'm eager to learn. And another thing that I enjoy doing so much is building houses. And so my constructions, my houses are getting more and more ambitious. And you learn a thing or two about how to create a solid construction, because of the physics engine of the game. So if you just build something that looks nice, it will collapse over time. So you have to really make sure it's nice. And now that I'm living here in the attic of Father Henry's rectory, and I look at the ceiling, I'm thinking, oh, that, I know that technique. That's how I built my ceilings in Valheim. I never thought that I would look at the ceiling of an attic and think, I know why this is built this way. And maybe I can even examine real life architecture and apply the lessons learned in the game itself. I wouldn't be surprised if that would work. So having a great time. If you want to join us, just let us know on the Discord server, and we'll try to go online from time to time for the community as well. Well, maybe you can tell by my voice, my battery is depleted. I'm kind of tired right now. So I'm going to post this, and then I am just going to relax a little bit, read a book, step away from the screens, because I'm having a headache right now. did I already tell you how exhausted I am? So, and then I'm just going to wait for Father Henry and for Eric to come back from their Easter vigil and drink a glass of wine and then sleep. Sleep. I'm so looking forward to sleeping. Hey, thank you so much for being a patron. Thank you so much for being a member of the community. Thank you so much for your reactions and comments and likes. It is, it's great to be part of this community. It's an honor to have this community. So thank you, and happy Easter.